Screenwriter Lester Cole was one of the Hollywood Ten, sentenced to prison in 1951 for refusing to testify before the House Un-American Activities Committee. Cole's membership in the Communist Party began in 1934, when, as an officer of the Screenwriters Guild, he was visited by two party members.
They were eager to have me join in what they felt was a common fight against fascism, which could be most effectively conducted through the Communist Party, and I said I'd try it out.
Cole kept his Communist Party membership a secret for fear of jeopardizing his job.
I was in a position as one of the organizers of the Screenwriters Guild early in 1933, where already just by organizing that before I was a member of the Communist Party, I was known as a Red who was trying to take over Hollywood through the trade unions.
By the 1950s, Cole was fingered as a Communist Party member.
I was identified by some stool pigeon, somebody, an informer who was in there.
And along with nine other writers and directors subpoenaed to appear before the House Un-American Activities Committee. Chairman Parnell Thomas first asked Cole about his activities in the Screenwriters Guild.
I refused to answer on the grounds of the First Amendment, my right to speak or to refrain from speaking on any subject. Then they asked, are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? I said the same thing. Said guilty of contempt.
For Lester Cole, that was just the beginning of a period of appeals, prison, and blacklisting. He writes about it in his book, Hollywood Red. I'm Don Swaim. 1951 was a fateful year for Hollywood screenwriter Lester Cole, found guilty of contempt for refusing to testify before the House Un-American Activities Committee, chaired by Congressman J. Parnell Thomas. Cole appeared before a federal judge in Washington who told him,
contempt of Congress, $1,000 fine, and 1 year in prison.
In handcuffs, Cole was taken to the federal penitentiary at Danbury. And who should he run into behind bars?
That was, of all people, the chairman of the Un-American Activities Committee, J. Parnell Thomas. And J. Parnell Thomas was there for skimming $5 and $10 a week off the top of the wages of the people who worked for him. Ring Lardner and I were the two of the Hollywood Ten who went to Danbury, and that really helped make our stay there much more bearable.
Cole was unable to find work as a screenwriter after prison, and he returned to his native New York.
I was a waiter, busboy. I was a short order cook. Then I started writing a play, which was eventually produced in Europe. Then I went and got a very good job in a warehouse in Brooklyn, and then my salary went up to $85 a week, and I could live on that.
Cole was able to sell some scripts anonymously, but he considers himself blacklisted to this day because he will not make peace with Hollywood. He's still in the Communist Party, only making that admission in the early 70s, and he teaches writing on a college level. Lester Cole writes about his experiences in his book, Hollywood Red. I'm Don Swaim. Screenwriter Lester Cole served a year in prison for refusing to testify before the House Un-American Activities Committee in the 1950s. He was one of the so-called Hollywood Ten. Out of jail, he worked as a waiter, a busboy, a warehouse handler, and he says he is still on the blacklist.
I have reason to believe so, and the others among the ten who are not have made their peace with the industry in one way or another, and I just haven't. Because one of the requirements is that you relinquish your principles and your ideas and apparently, you don't have to do it in public. You just do it quietly in some way, and you can get by.
But Cole, now in his 70s, admits there's a new generation of screenwriters, many of whom are writing movies for which Cole would have been crucified 30 or 40 years ago.
Can you imagine if a picture like Red's was made in our time, and we had something to do with it? My God, they would have said, they're subverting the American people.
With the blacklisting in prison, would Lester Cole do it all over again?
Certainly, I could never have been a stool pigeon. I think I would have slit my throat first. I didn't feel I was doing anything wrong. I felt I was trying to uphold a legal right for all American people.
Still a Communist Party member and outspoken supporter of left-wing causes, Cole is a frequent visitor to the Soviet Union. Would he get the same forum there to air his views as he does in the U.S.?
I don't know. I've not tried. Maybe I will and make a report and come back and tell you sometime.
Screenwriter Lester Cole's story is told in his book, Hollywood Red. I'm Don Swaim.